Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary. What you up to?
Well, Brother Thomas, I was just wondering, are you going to share another promise with us this week?
Before we go to another promise, I'd like to confirm something about our foundational promise of eternal life to man found in Titus 1:2. The foundation of any home is stronger than any other part of the house. Most houses are made of wood, and yet the foundation, they are usually made of concrete, a substance much like rock. The rest of the house is attached to this concrete foundation because it stabilizes and strengthens the rest of the building so that it might be able to stand. It does matter what your foundation is made of. If your foundation is made of concrete, then your foundation will be strong, and what you build upon the foundation will therefore stand. But if you build your foundation out of mud or adobe, it will be washed and worn by the rains and wind of time, and what you build upon it will eventually fall. So let us ask and examine our foundational promise and see what is it about this promise in Titus 1:2 that makes it so strong and so sure. Turn to Titus 1:2 and let's read. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world or time began. Let us look at the one ingredient of our foundational promise that makes it a sure thing and that gives strength to all the other promises that are built upon it. Look at the center of this verse. It states that God cannot lie. This is the concrete of our foundational promise of eternal life. Unlike man, who does lie and is not always dependable when it comes to the keeping of his word, it is completely impossible for God to lie. The idea of God not keeping his promise never enters into his mind. As it is natural for a bird to fly or for a fish to swim, so is it with God never to lie or break a promise. How sure is it that God will give every person the opportunity to receive eternal life? As sure as I know that the sun will rise tomorrow. As wood is attached to the concrete foundation to begin the building of the house and its walls, rooms, and roofs, so also built upon the foundational promise is not wood, but all the other promises of God. As the wood is attached and bolted to the concrete, so are all the other promises to man connected with the promise of eternal life. All the other promises is connected, and that all the other promises have to do with bringing into fulfillment and the keeping of his promise of eternal life to mankind. All other promises to man are aimed at giving eternal life to man. And we will see this as we take on more of God's promises. As it is stated in Luke 6:48-49, if a man builds his house upon the sand, the storms will come and the rain and the wind will blow and the house shall fall. But if it is built upon the rock, then that which is built upon it shall stand with the times of storms, and when storms coming upon them, the house will stand. So also is it with the promise of God. Because God cannot lie and must keep his promises. No matter what happens in life to man and within his history, God must and will keep his promise. There is nothing that can happen in order to change God's mind. Once he promises, there is no changing of his mind and direction. In the times of Adam and Eve, and because they goofed and made the wrong decision, did that alter God's promise? No. The wickedness of man during the days of Noah and God was going to destroy the world. Did this wickedness alter God's plan? No. He saved Noah and his family to keep the human race alive and to keep it going, so that he could keep his promise to man. The cruelty of Hitler and the killing of the Jews? No. There is nothing that can take place with man in heaven, on earth, or even under the earth that can alter God from keeping his promise. In short, God cannot lie. There is nothing that can keep God from giving every person the same choice to receive eternal life as was given to Adam and Eve. Every person birthed into this world will be given many opportunities to enter into this promise, and nothing can happen that will keep man from that chance to choose. What will keep God from giving man that chance? Will troubles, will distress, or persecution, or poverty, or nakedness, or peril, or harm's way? In short, I am persuaded and completely convinced that neither death, illness, life, nor angels, nor authorities, nor things present, nor things to come, can alter God from keeping his promise to give you that opportunity to receive the promise of eternal life with God. The word faith, when referring to God, means stability, or to that part of God's character that makes our foundational promise so strong, and that is that God cannot be made unstable concerning his promises, or, in short, God cannot lie. One may ask, what if some will not believe that God will or wants to give man a chance to enter into the promise with God? Will this change God's mind to give every person the opportunity to receive this promise? The answer can be found in Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, which says, For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith or unchangeableness of God without effect? God forbid. If no one in all of man's history would ever come to Christ to receive eternal life, God would still allow every person the opportunity to receive it. Why? Because he promised. Every person that has received eternal life through Christ came out of an unbelieving heart, only to be brought to a saving faith. Now let us speak about the other promises that God has made that is connected to this promise. Since God cannot lie, that tells us that every promise connected to this promise will and must also be kept as well. What is the purpose of a house after it is built? Is it not to protect us and to keep us safe from the storms of weather? So also are we kept safe in this house of God's promises where we live. When a person comes to Christ, he enters into the promise of eternal life with God. And it is up to God to keep that person safe until he is able to keep that promise to him and give him that eternal life in relationship with himself. We as believers are kept safe by many promises from the storms of life until God gives each of us life eternal. Such promises as all things work together to good to them who love the Lord, and also promises dealing with our finances as well as with our daily needs, and much more. These promises are keeping promises, dealing with God's safety until he is able to give us the promise of life eternal. But as storms come upon our own material houses, so also are storms or troubles allowed to come upon the house of promises where we stand as believers. We stand upon the foundational promise of God when we come to Christ, and we are to build around us and upon the promise of eternal life a house of promise where we are to live and exist in our safety. As David supplied the material for Solomon his son to build God's temple, so are we the temple of God, and so have we been given the material to build the house of promise where we are to stand and live. For we are to live by faith. But faith cannot exist without a promise, for faith means to trust. We are to live and make decisions based upon God's promises. Unless you have erected some of God's promises for walls and roofs of your house, You shall not stand during the times of storms. God has given us the material, which is His Word, and which contains the promises for which we are to use. And it does matter the kind of material you use to build upon the promise of life eternal. For if by faith you erect worldly promises and carnal promises of this world as your security, no matter how much you believe in them, it shall fail you in times of troubles. You see, the first little pig of the Three Little Pigs story believed with all his heart that the hay would keep him safe. But when the big bad wolf came, he blew it down. You see, it does matter what you trust in. You can have all the trust you want, and it will fail you. It does matter what you trust in that counts. God's promises are sure because you cannot lie. And when the storms of life come, you will be kept. So many of us substitute worldly promises for our house of promises. And when the troubles of life come upon it, they do not protect us. May we learn from our failures and put in its place the promises that God has supplied us in order to build our house of promise. You may ask, how do we erect and build and live under this house of promise? And the answer is by faith, trust, or confidence in the one who has given us the boards, plywood, sheetrock, flooring, and roofing of promises for us to use as materials. During times of troubles, fear, worry, and doubt cannot touch us when we have confidence in the one who has given us his promises to stand behind as a shield for our protection. God promises us in that during times of storms in 1 Corinthians 10:13, which states that there hath no temptation taken you but such as common unto man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that for which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. No matter how tough the problem, God will always see us through our problems. He will not remove the problem, but He will see us through it. But it takes faith or confidence in God to keep His word in order for the troubles of life not to overcome us with defeat of worry, fear, and doubt. So you see, Sister Mary, that thing that makes our foundational promise so strong is God's ability not to lie and to perform all that He says He will do. And it's also this same trait of God's that makes sure all God's other promises to us, as long as we live by having confidence in that ability, we shall be kept safe during the times of trouble or storms. So what is the strength of the foundational promise of all, and also of all of the other promises of God? His ability not to lie. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. I'm going to go to the next one.